804, this is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado's primary elections are this month, and Governor Polis says proper measures will be taken to prevent the spread of COVID-19 among election officials and voters. The governor says he's confident that county clerks are doing their best to keep workers and volunteers safe when processing returned ballots.
Mask wearing at the workplace where people interact with others, making sure the ballots are not contaminated by having waited long enough before they're opened and read.
Polis says Colorado's mail-in ballot system will also help avoid concerns like overcrowding at polling places. Primary ballots began arriving in mailboxes this week. The election is June 30th. November's ballot will not include a measure to let voters decide whether to approve new restrictions on oil and gas drilling in the state. CPR's Grace Hood reports the environmental group behind that proposal has ended its campaign for now.
Colorado Rising was mulling a measure that would have required new wells to be about 2,000 feet from homes and other sensitive environmental areas. A similar measure failed in 2018. The group says the COVID-19 pandemic has made it difficult to collect signatures, despite an executive order by Governor Jared Polis that allows for signatures to be temporarily collected by mail or email due to the coronavirus. That's currently being challenged in court. Even if the court upholds the governor's order, Colorado Rising says it wouldn't have enough time to collect signatures ahead of a deadline. I'm Grace Hood, CPR News.
Colorado oil and gas regulators have adopted new rules they say will better protect groundwater around drilling sites. The Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission will now require new wells to have even more metal casing and cement. Additional testing will require that all of the state's 52,000 wells be pressure tested at least once a year to make sure that they are not leaking. It's a mostly sunny day across the state. Temperatures will be getting warmer through the weekend. This is CPR News.